It's good to see everybody. We try to annually invite people that we work with and support through mission efforts across the globe. And in particular, today, Wayne Brewer is back with us, who does Spanish, Mexico missionary work primarily. He's been all over the place in the world, and I'll let him speak to all that. But Wayne and I have worked together in the past, several years together. I've been in Mexico with him. He served as a translator for me, and I served as a person who could just eat good tacos while he was doing his thing. So, very good friend, confident in his work. He often has opportunities when he goes into Mexico or surrounding close areas to invite people to work with them, as if they're on door knocking campaigns or any kind of like work where you could join in and help. And he may speak to some of that. So I told him he might want to do that because there would be people here that would likely be interested, especially maybe during the sermon hour when we have everybody back in here. He will leave some reports with us, and I will put these in the foyer so that you can pick them up and look at them as he speaks to some of this. But again, we've known Wayne Brewer for many years. I have nothing but the greatest respect for him and his work. Again, I've known him a long time. I have a lot of confidence in his character, and I assume he has the same for us. So we appreciate Wayne, and I'm glad that he was able to be here with us today. He will not be able to be back this evening. He will fly out back to Little Rock, Arkansas this afternoon, and so we'll have to get him back to the airport on time for that. Wayne Brewer, let's have a word of prayer. Let everybody come in for just a moment. And we'll turn it over to him for his report, and he will preach during the sermon or the worship hour after this hour. All right. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll begin. Holy God and Father in heaven, we're grateful for the blessing of life this day that again is upon us, the first day of the week. We're grateful that we have the time and you have given it to us, and we have stewarded our responsibilities to be here and to support the work and to be edified together so that we can better glorify thee through the strength that we gain by our faith. We're grateful that Wayne is with us. We're grateful for his work. We're grateful that he is continuing with his health and able to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We pray that as we now turn it over to him, that you'll continue to bless his efforts, bless his work, and that much glory and honor will be brought unto thee. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and amen. You can use.
I've got one. How much time?
40 minutes.
45. 40. Quarter after?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning to everyone. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you to Brian and all the elders here for the invitation to come back and to talk more about some of the mission work that I'm doing. I'll be talking about more than Spanish. It says Spanish World Report, and that's primarily my work at Mabelvale, starting with a Spanish congregation there, a small one, but also going to Mexico and various other Spanish-speaking countries. But I'm not limited to that. God didn't just limit me to Spanish. If I have opportunities for others, other places, within reason or ability, I can try to go there. And as Brian mentioned, if you are interested, might mention it to the elders, and they can put us together in contact. Usually we're pretty active and we'll be door knocking. We do some of that generally. If there are Bible studies, try to hold Bible studies. We usually try to have classes for children. So that means we need teachers. If anyone speaks Spanish, of course, you can help in that way, but also help with a translation for somebody that doesn't speak Spanish or somebody that doesn't speak English. So there are many ways to help. We usually will have a gospel meeting right along with all of these activities. So it's full day, full when we go. And, you know, there's a lot of work for a lot of different people. Try to keep everybody busy if possible. So keep that in mind. And, of course, as was prayed about going into all the world, Jesus also said, therefore pray the Lord of harvest to send forth laborers, reapers for his harvest. So thank you for your support, prayers, financial support that's provided as well, and just moral support, I guess, spiritual support that's provided to be able to do this kind of work, because it's definitely needed. The Lord's church has been given this commission. And I think that's very important for us to realize that when Jesus said, go into all the world, he's speaking to his disciples, he's speaking to the apostles, and that commission has been given to the church. It's not been given to various other human organizations, even though a lot of human organizations do good work, but it's our responsibility to teach the gospel, to help people, because they're added to the church. They're not added to a human organization. Looking at back at last year, since I was here, of course, the work at Maplevale, Arkansas, and if you don't know where Maplevale is, many may not. It's part of Little Rock, Arkansas. It's in the southwest part, just as you're leaving Little Rock, and it's actually the first little connected community there in Little Rock. In January of last year, I went to Latvia. In March, to Ciudad Victoria, Tamaulipas, in Mexico. In June, to Baja California, Mexico. July to Costa Rica. July to Kearney, Nebraska. In November, to Matamoros. The Matamoros is the town, but it's near Torreon in Mexico, Coahuila. And then in November to Laurel, Maryland. And that basically kind of sums up, in a sense, last year. This year, of course, I want to talk about some future things. A lot of it's the same, some of the same places. In January already, I was in Latvia and Germany. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. Be going to Ciudad Victoria at the end of March, back to Baja California, Costa Rica, and Torreon again, or Matamoros, and then in December to Rio Verde. And there may be other things coming up. You know, sometimes as somebody, you know, there's other requests for, actually the list is kind of long already, but to try to work it in to my schedule, you know, to funds you have, to the time you have, their schedule, where you're going to go, all these kind of things, it's sometimes becomes a little much, but we try to get it done. The Lord's Church in Antioch, I want to just think about this just for a moment, that in Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, that the Holy Spirit said, separate, I can barely see that from here with my eyesight, Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I've called them. And they were separated, and they were called, and so they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed. I need to put my glasses on, really, if I'm going to see my fine print up there. So then in Acts chapter 13 and verse 5, they preached the word of God. That's what they did. They preached the word of God. So when we go to Mexico or Costa Rica or been to, you know, Cuba, I think I talked about that last year, wherever we go, the purpose simply is to preach the word of God. It's not to promote Americanism. It's not to promote our culture. It's not to promote things, those kind of things, simply preaching the word of God. And that's what people want to hear. So I'm going to begin just with a little bit of the Spanish work at Maplevale, just to kind of review that a little bit. We do door knocking, we do evangelism. We also have gospel meetings, a couple of gospel meetings a year. We'll have a Spanish speaker invited in. This coming April is Brother Willie Alvarenga. He's the head of the Spanish Bible department at the Brown Trail School of Preaching. He'll be with us. to preach our gospel meeting. We have Bible class, of course, and worship and follow-up teaching with visitors. We had a gospel meeting in June. It was last fall, actually. I don't know why I said June. Last fall, and these are just a couple of the photos. The preacher, but also the gospel meeting, some of the participants. But also on the one photo there, you see Wesley and Enrique. Wesley is a member of the Mabelville Church of Christ English, but a lot of times some of the members at Mabelville, they come and help us with door knocking as well. And so, we have English and Spanish going out together to knock doors. And so Enrique and Wesley are working together in that. Those are always busy and exciting times for us because there's a lot of activity with the gospel meeting, especially with the Spanish culture or the Hispanic culture. They are, they're involved in a lot of thing of hospitality and providing, meals for the preacher and sometimes visiting other members that come. And so a lot of activities that go on in the preaching of the gospel and related to that. What we did last fall was we actually had kind of a little lectureship. We call it a gospel meeting, but it was a lectureship. And on Saturday, we spent the whole day with various different speakers. On the top left, on your top left, yeah, it's Moises Umana. He's from Costa Rica. He studied at the Southwest School of Biblical Studies. Some of you may know Moises. Well, he's preaching in Memphis, Tennessee right now. He's been there for quite a while, and so he was one of our speakers. The other speaker on the top right is Brother Herman Garcia. He's in Batesville, Arkansas now. He's lived there. He's been a member there, but he's now preaching there. They wanted him to be the preacher. There's just some other photos of some others. In the middle photo are several of the speakers, different ones. One of the person that you know, you might see over here when you lived in Arkansas, David Riley. He came, I asked him to preach, and he preached, and I translated him. He had a very good lesson. All the lessons were based around, basic biblical principles, salvation and the church and those kind of things. And Wesley gave a lesson for us. You saw him out door knocking with Wesley. He also gave a lesson for us, and I translated that into Spanish. So, good activity. More photos of the people that were there. Sometimes we have help, as I said, from the Mabelville English speakers, Church of Christ, so you might see some there that are English speakers as well. So the question I would also ask as well, or somebody might ask, well, why not in the USA? Why not in the United States? Why is it just always overseas? Well, it's not. These are some of the places that I've been able to take groups to for the last several years. Washington State, Missouri, and Iowa, in Texas, Ozona, Texas, Montana, and last year to Nebraska. And I want to talk about that for just a moment. In Kearney, Nebraska, took a group of us. I took a small group from Mabelville, but there were also others that came from various other places to be able to come together to door knock, and to preach a gospel meeting there. It's in the middle of the country. And you can see some various aspects about that town there. These are those several that came together from various places, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, Alabama, and Nebraska. And we were preaching the gospel meeting, and really the whole door knocking and everything was about, does God care? And we had various questions about, does God care, about your salvation, about how we worship, about which church you are a member of, various questions that would help teach people the truth. So we had a good group of people, and we were able to knock maybe, I think, 2,300 doors or so, beginning at the church building and going out. You see various ones that participated in that from various those. I've got the names there of the people. Those are the ones that participated from Mablevale. Most of those pictures are people from Mablevale. Yes, not all, but most of them are those of, that were able to go from Mablevale. So we had a good group. We had a good group of young people go with us, and it's a college town. It needs the gospel. So we were able to do that, and we're thankful for that. And Jason, who's also from Mablevale, you know Jason Harris? You know Jason? Okay. He made a comment, and I really, his comment stuck with me. He said, you can never meet too many faithful brethren. He was, you know, Jason's lived in Arkansas his whole life and really not been out that much. And when we went to Nebraska, that's a whole other country for him. And he meets these faithful brethren from Nebraska and some other places, and he made that statement. I think it's true. We can never meet too many faithful brethren. If somebody's wanting to do the will of God, if they're faithful, we're thankful that we can meet them. We're thankful that we can get to know them. And that's the reason, you know, it's always great to get to know other Christians that are trying to do God's will. We would have devotionals in the morning, Prince and Praise. They're from Mablevale. They would lead singing and give devotionals. Jason, and I kind of had tailored this a little bit for Mablevale because those people are, you know, closer to me. So they were active. And of course, you know, when you go on a trip, a mission trip, whether it's to within the country or out of the country, there'll be something to do. There's something to do. Now, knocked about 2,300 doors. There were five non-Christians that attended. Five people that were not Christians that had never been in that building before that came. And Brianna was baptized. She was not baptized when we were there, but she was baptized after. And now, the interesting thing is that John Schaefer is the preacher there. I don't know if you know John. He preaches there. He's been preaching for years. He was a postal worker. He didn't go to school anywhere to learn any, you know, he never went to a school of preaching or anything like that. But he's doing a great work there. And so the four of the people that came together. Four women came. They'd never been in the building before. He and his wife were able to set up a study with these women. And that was in July. And have continued to study with them every Monday night. He set it up for Monday evening. And they've continued to have these studies with them. And he's going along, and it's difficult because each one of them are in different basic denominations. So it's different aspects or things, you know, they pop up with questions. But the interesting thing is that they have brought people. And now there are 11 people at that study. His study's almost grown to be almost as big as the congregation was, you know. So John's doing a good work. If he's a good brother, faithful, and you know, it was great to be able to help and encourage the church at Nebraska. And you know, yes, there's work to do in the United States as well, and try to do whatever we can. I'm going to talk about our Mexico mission trip, and that was the one to Matamoros. The town is called Matamoros. It's part of Torreon, Coahuila. And this is the first time we'd been there. This was the group that was there. Some from Arkansas, Mablevale, some from Texas, and some from Mexico. I kind of got this small group together, and Missouri as well. The ones from Mexico, for the most part, there were two. Rosie and Ali are bilingual, so they were able to help with teaching, but also with translating for their children's classes. Alex, they live in Monterey, but they drove over to help us several-hour drive, but they came over to help us. Alex does not speak English, but he had a good Bible class lesson. Matamoros, it's there at Torreon. It's that part of Mexico, if you can kind of see on the map just a little bit. Probably not too far south of here, really. I mean, it's almost directly south, maybe. I'm not sure exactly. We're involved in evangelism and Bible study. We went out door knocking every day. The picture on the lower right is actually of a Bible study. One couple and I and someone else, we were door knocking, and we started having this Bible study with this, and the picture on the right. So they said, well, we'll be there. We'll come tonight to the preaching. They weren't there. So we stopped by next day, just say, hey, what happened? You know, how are you doing? It was a couple blocks from where the church meets. And they're, well, something happened, and they couldn't be there. Well, you know how that goes. Maybe it did, and maybe it didn't. So the next day, I said, well, Luis, he's the preacher. I said, let's walk by there and talk to them. I said, you know, they said they were going to come. They didn't come. But maybe if they meet you, meet somebody local. So we go by, and Luis is having a little study with them and talk with them, husband and wife. And they didn't come that night. So we were kind of disappointed. But on Saturday, they showed up. Something else had happened. They were genuine stories, I guess, of why they couldn't come. But Saturday night, there they were. And they were ready to learn. And I think Luis is still having Bible studies with them. We had several in-home Bible studies where they have an in-home Bible study. And then, of course, we had various Bible studies with people during that particular time. And these are some of the photos of in-home Bible studies, some of the area where they're worshiping, and you know, children's classes and things of that nature. Maybe I just want to stop here and does anybody have a question about so far, anything that's come to your mind? Because I know if you have a question, then I keep talking, you'll forget it. So,
have you noticed the difference in door knocking in America versus door knocking in countries?
The difference. The question is there a difference, or have I noticed a difference between door knocking in other countries and in the United States? Yeah, there seems to be a difference. Probably a difference in cultures, for one thing. How people in some other countries, you know, how they receive people. And in our culture, it's a little bit different. So it's probably cultural, you know. It may be interest as well, or the lack of interest. So, probably a difference. Yeah.
So, is the church in Nebraska?
No. Nebraska was all English. No Spanish. No, it was all in English. We didn't do anything in Spanish. And that's kind of the point I'm trying to make, is that, yeah, in the United States, I've been trying to take at least one place in the United States as well. If I have an opportunity, or if somebody needs help in some way, it could be tomorrow somebody might call and say, hey, you know, whatever. So it's just kind of trying to say, okay, well, I want to also do something in the United States, because it gives people that can't travel out of the country also an opportunity to do something here as well. And that's really part of it as well. Like some of the young people, they can't travel out of the country, you know.
Just so people will know, John Schaefer up in Kearney, Nebraska, he does a lot of mission too.
Oh, yeah.
And,
right.
I don't know if he even speaks Spanish, but he goes to these countries that, and they still do effective work there.
Yeah.
He's very busy, just not in Kearney, but he goes to foreign countries too.
Right. Yeah, John and I, we've traveled together. He's been to Mexico, Costa Rica, different But he goes to India a lot, so, or has been going to India, so John does too. I forgot to tell something, and I don't know. Back up real quick. Back up to Mabelville. Okay. On the picture on the lower left, Peace. She's the girl on the far left. Let me look. Peace is the one inside. I'm sorry. When I see it's Peace is inside. Now, Peace invited Trey, who's on the outside. She was not a Christian. And she invited Trey to come to worship at the Mabelville Church of Christ. And Trey kept coming, and Trey has now become a Christian. You see the family above Trey? Trey was going to school with Sammy, the boy on the outside. And she invited him to come to Mabelville. Well, his parents speak Spanish. So Peace invited Trey. Trey became a Christian, and Trey invites her friend from school. And now the Spanish work has come, all really grown because of Peace. I mean, you know, that's how it should work. That's how it works. And Peace and Trey went to Nebraska last year with us on that trip. Okay, let me try to catch. I forgot to tell about that, and I think it's so important to see how things are related. Okay, so in Matamoros, David was baptized. David had been coming. He'd come to all the lessons, and I could see on Saturday evening he kind of looked like he wanted to respond, but he didn't respond. Sunday morning he brings his pajamas. He's ready to respond. He's ready to be baptized. So he was baptized. But David has now brought his sister, and her sister, who's not a Christian, is bringing her husband. And so in Matamoros, or Torreon now, this little congregation, because of, you know, some efforts that were made, like, say, in November now, he's having lots of Bible studies with people and has lots of opportunities. And that's really what, a lot of times we don't do something, you know, we're just kind of a motivation. You know, we try to preach the truth, we preach the word, but we're kind of trying to help them, motivate them, encourage them, and if, you know, help with establishing contacts in any way we can, and then it's, you know, they're going to have to carry on. And that's what Luis is doing. And so that's one reason why we're planning to go back next November, because no telling, you know, how many more baptisms or studies they'll have by then. So, all right. I've been going to, first went to Latvia in 1997. I've been pretty much going as much as I can about every year. Victor Barviks is the preacher there in Riga. Also, this year in January, went to Germany, Essen, Germany, where Eddie Dodsey preaches. Eddie Dodsey is from Ghana. And in, like, Hispanics are moving into the United States and have moved, Ghanaians are moving into Europe. And so Eddie, I met him because one of the members at Mabelville, did you know Jeff Bauer? Brower? The Browers? Well, Jeff Brower from Mabelville several years ago went to Italy as a missionary, and he was preaching over there. Well, Mabelville was partially supporting some of that work, and so I went over, and a couple others from Mabelville, we went over and met Eddie Dodsey. And he was working closely with Jeff, trying to reach out to the Ghanaian people. Jeff working mostly among the Italians. Well, Eddie moved to Germany, but he also knew that I went to Latvia. And he, for the last few years, he's been saying, when you go to Latvia, stop by, come on, you know, and I'm trying to find the time is sometimes difficult. So this year I decided, okay, I'm just going to do it. So on the way back from Latvia, we stopped in Germany. And that's the part of Germany it is, if you see the map. Latvia is a country that's by Russia. They're scared of Russia right now. They're really scared. And they don't know what's going to happen because of what's happening in Ukraine, of course. And so they're literally, you know, they're afraid. Germany, Essen is by Dusseldorf or near Dusseldorf. And you can see on the map kind of the circled area. That's the part of Germany that Eddie lives in and works in. So I'm going to begin kind of in Latvia. Michael Richardson from Iowa and I, we're the only ones that went. We just went to Latvia. And we would go out with Victor Barvix, the preacher, and we'd go out and hand out invitations to the preaching and the teaching and trying to develop contacts, of course, for him for future. It's winter. It's January. It's okay, though. We were dressed for it, and it's fine. No real problem. And it's not a problem for them, you know, because it's winter, and they're used to winter, so they'll get out and move around and walk around and go places no matter what the weather is. Those are some of the photos there. Michael and I and Victor and Michael and handing out these invitations at marketplaces in different areas. And preaching and teaching. It's right now they're back, they're meeting in the apartment, Victor's apartment. We did have visitors. You'd think it'd be kind of difficult, and it is, but we did have visitors. Gustav, in the picture on the left, Gustav is translating my lesson. I'm speaking in English, of course, and he's translating it into Latvian. On the right, he's translating it into Latvian for Michael. He started with Michael. Gustav had never had any experience translating. He'd never done any. And I was a little concerned about it, and he started with Michael, and he just quit in the middle. And Victor had to take over. Victor was just trying to give him some opportunity, and which was good. But he kind of put him in a situation that was difficult for him, and he had never really heard Michael and speak, and you know, it was difficult for him. But he came back and was very successful. A good little group. They struggle, try to keep going. We were able to go to an orphanage. It's some kind of private orphanage. It's not a state orphanage. And to teach the children about the Bible. Now, there are no pictures of the children. they didn't want us really to even take any photos of the children. And certainly they don't want any photos of the children published anywhere. All of these pictures are... I'll talk about them in a minute, but the orphanage is in the picture on the lower left. They had told us before, Michael and I, the director had told Victor, yes, you can come and teach, but she was a little concerned about us, our teaching the Bible. You know, that's really what we were going to do. And so we kind of... Can you come up with something that you can teach them some other things too? So we're going to teach them the Bible. So we came up with this kind of a game. It was almost like Jeopardy in a sense. And we had four options. One was the Bible. And then one was just different questions. So about the first question or two, they picked something like, what's the capital of the United States or something like that. And the director, she says, we want more Bible. We want more Bible. I'm like, really? You know, you told us we didn't want it. So from that point on, all of our questions were Bible. All of our things were relating to the Bible, teaching the children. And this lady even got into it. She was just so, I think she enjoyed playing, kind of learning in that way. And she was almost trying to outdo the children. It was kind of funny. But we had an opportunity, and Victor was able to set up a Bible study with her. Because as we were leaving, we said, Victor, you know, she'd probably be a good person to try to set a study with. So he said, yeah, I think you're right. So he talked to her for a little bit and set up a time to study the Bible with her. Just photos of some of the other people there, members of the church there in Latvia. This is in Germany. This is Eddie Dodsey. They meet in a rented place there in Germany. They worship in English. In Ghana, one of the languages, or the main language that they have in Ghana is English, like in Nigeria. Peace, who said is from Mapleville, well, her family, they're from Nigeria. But English is their first language. Then they have these other tribal languages. So all of the Ghanaians, and maybe some people from other countries as well, from Africa, will meet and they will speak and worship in English. So that's the reason it's published on their sign there in English. It's not in German, because that's what they worship. This is Eddie and his family. And Michael and I stayed at their at the home with them. And they were very hospitable. Eddie's doing seems to be doing a good job there in preaching the gospel. And the congregation, I think it's around 60, Sunday morning attendance, around 60. So a good family. And we were preaching, not only preaching, but also preaching on... they also had a class online that we were able to preach on as well and teach. So that was what we're doing. One of the things we did also was we were able to visit the brethren. The upper picture on the left, that's Kofi and Esther. Kofi and Esther. And then the bottom picture is... that's Clifford, Mary, and Eddie. And then there's other photos there as well. Looks like. Yeah, okay. That's Kofi and Esther. Good families. We were able to go to their homes, visit them, and enjoyed it so much. This is in Germany.
So
yeah, yeah.
How does the migration citizenship thing work in Germany?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just curious how they're looking at some of that.
Pardon?
Just curious how they were in Germany looking at some of the migration.
Yeah. It's probably real similar to the United States, in a sense, you know. They probably have problems in some situations. Now, Clifford, he worked for Mercedes-Benz. And he told me he traveled to Detroit. And I don't know what Kofi did, but they worked at home. He and his wife worked from home. And I can't remember where they work, but They have pretty good jobs. Now, that doesn't mean all the Ghanaians will. You know, there's like, of course, in any situation in the United States or with any group of people, you're going to have different levels of incomes and jobs and things of that nature. So.
Well, I was also curious about if it's in English, if that disturbs like the German people.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
I know English is an accepted language somewhat
right.
Around the world.
Yeah.
I've got a motive, too, why I'm asking. Because
okay.
Like in Germany, the Mormons have had in the past a hard time making inroads because Germans have said that's an American religion.
Okay.
In my experience.
Yeah, okay.
So I was just curious how...
Well, it is. They're right.
But we can't... change the fact that migration is taking place all over the world.
Right.
It's going to.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out over time, of course, demographically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just thoughts, you know.
Yeah. You know, I don't know the exact situation there with that part. I know Eddie can travel among the countries freely. Eddie also goes to, there's Ghanaians in Stockholm and Finland and different places, and he goes to those places too to teach. And he doesn't stay there long, but he will go, like a gospel meeting type situation. So, yes. Oh, okay. Well, of course, in Mexico, primarily Catholicism. Catholicism is very, you know, deep in the culture, and so Catholicism there. Same with Costa Rica for the most part. Maybe a little bit less, but still quite a bit. Now, in Germany, I don't know, because I think there's a lot of nothing there, you know. Latvia is really a lot of atheism and nothing because of the communism that they lived under for so many years, and now they have generations that grew up in all that. The primary religion that they used to have and was Lutheranism. Germans had gone to Latvia and established the Lutheran religion. And you know, I suppose in Germany there's a lot of Lutheran. In fact, I remember we walked by this old building, church building, and it was a Lutheran, and he told us about it, you know. It's basically similar to the Catholic church buildings. They're beautiful, wonderful buildings, and then nobody goes there, you know, in many cases.
Okay. Predominantly, yes, Luther, because Martin Luther and his rebellion against, if you will, the Catholic Church. But over time, the state itself has started doing things to stop people from going. They had planned state-run, country-run plant organizations and events and stuff like that, and they planned them purposely during people's.
Okay.
Try to get people to go there.
Yeah.
They've turned into a very, almost a godless
country. Kind of like our nation.
Yeah.
I just think I see a lot of things planned on Sunday morning anymore. You know? All right. Try to close this. I know we're running out of time. We enjoyed the fellowship. Of course, as Jason said, anytime you meet faithful Christians, you can't meet too many. So, you know, when people teach the truth and love God and are doing what's right, you just connect it off right away, you know, and that's the way it was there. So Jesus said to go into all the world, and I appreciate, again, your interest in listening this morning and prayers and support. If you do have a question, final question, anyone, I'd be glad to try to answer or giving a thought on it anyway. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you.